This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa is beginning to take its toll on health workers. The first American doctor to be infected in this outbreak used to live in Fort Worth. Kent Brantley knew working in Liberia would be challenging, and that was even before the Ebola epidemic.
He intentionally cares about other people more than he cares about himself. He's a great guy.
Kent Smith is one of Brantley's colleagues at the charity Samaritan's Purse. They both attended the same Fort Worth church. Smith and worshippers gathered at the Southside Church of Christ on Sunday to pray for Brantley. His condition has deteriorated since he first noticed symptoms last Wednesday.
He is not critically ill at this point. He is still conversing and is in isolation, but he is seriously ill with a very grave prognosis.
Dr. David McRae has been a close friend of Brantley's since he started his residency at JPS in 2009. The two spoke Monday. McRae says Brantley was tired and quiet, but remains in good spirits. After completing his residency in Fort Worth, Brantley, his wife, and two kids headed to Africa. McRae says helping patients in developing countries was Brantley's calling. And a few months back, when the epidemic broke out, the family decided to stay. Brantley was asked to become director of the isolation unit in a hospital in Liberia's capital, Monrovia.
He is absolutely confident that he did not breach protocol at any time. He was meticulous. Kent is one of the most focused, detail-oriented residents that I've worked with during my time here at JPS. And they asked him to do this because of the kind of person that he is.
Two other members of the medical team in Liberia also contracted Ebola. One died. The other, Nancy Wrightbull, is still sick.
Getting somebody who's sick like that back to a 21st century hospital with all of its supportive measures would be potentially life-saving.
Cedric Spock is an infectious disease specialist at Baylor Medical Center. He's done medical work in rural Nigeria and says many hospitals in developing countries lack infection control measures that are standard in the U.S. There's no treatment for Ebola. Death rates can be as high as 90%, and nearly 700 people have died in this outbreak. Spock says intensive care units in the U.S. are equipped to treat the complications that come with Ebola, a type of hemorrhagic fever.
So if your blood pressure drops dangerously, we have medicines to support that. If you end up having bleeding problems because of the hemorrhagic fever, these bleeding problems typically resolve within a few days so that you can also support that as well. Now, when you're back in the country hospital in Africa, they may not even have an IV.
Brantley's family returned to the U.S. last week for a wedding, and he was supposed to join them. Now it's not clear when or if he'll leave. Samaritan's Purse has not provided details of his care. Today on The Takeaway, Vice President Ken Isaacs said Brantley needs to be evacuated, but the organization hasn't been able to do so. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.